Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't like talking about super serious stuff, but this is, this is serious.
Wow.
My daughter is really pitching me to not attend school for a while. She wants to learn from home.
Oh.
Which she goes back and forth between the houses. That's never going to work, I don't think.
Can you do that?
I think you can just pull your kid out of school.
But it would be like actually homeschooled, right? Not the school that she's in, just providing?
I don't know. So that's what the weird thing is. Okay. If you're part of 27J or Brighton Schools, you probably know about this. And I don't know if this is happening in other school districts, but right now, for the last couple of days, there have been varying threats at the schools that the whole district that my daughter goes to. Because the other day, there was like something happening at a Brighton high school where I think they evacuated or they locked it down. She hasn't even done a lockdown drill yet. She doesn't know what to do in a lockdown. She's in a brand new school and they haven't
done
a lockdown yet.
That should be day one.
Don't
Instead
you think?
Of going over the syllabus,
yes.
You need to go over what you do.
Where you go.
Yeah, because it's more likely that you will deal with a threat.
I hate that you're saying that. But
than,
yes.
You know, looking over when stuff is due.
Yeah, so she doesn't know where to run, where to hide, any of the things, because it's a brand new school to her. And there is apparently, I don't know how much I'm allowed to say or should say, but she was telling me on the way to school today, I drive her and one of her friends to school. They're saying that there is threats on social media that 11 students are planning on bringing in guns and wreaking havoc. 11 students.
That's a lot.
All at the same school or at various?
Yes.
Okay.
She said at her school specifically, that's the threat. I don't know that that's true. Here's the other thing. It is 2024, and I'm like, where'd you hear that? And she's like, my friend forwarded me a Snapchat. And I'm like, but then the other day, you and Aaron Tiak said you legitimately get your news from TikTok and Snapchat and Instagram.
That's where you Google, go search.
Yeah, it's where I search certain things.
So then if you're worried about your school, do you go to... Like, I don't know.
No, I wouldn't go to Twitter for that. No, I mean, or Snapchat. I mean, I'm out of touch, I guess, but that seems like there were threats like when I was in school too, before all this
there
stuff.
Were?
Word of mouth kind of things.
This and is perfect. Then did you go to school? This is what I need to know.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
Why? Like, let me ask you this. If there was a threat at Leo's school, would you take him?
If it's like this?
Yes.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a credible threat at all. It just seems like a rumor. It seems like kind of an email chain kind of thing. Yeah, but that what used if, to go around all the time. Like, if you don't forward this, you'll die. And I remember, like, being scared of those. And then it's like, oh, that's not
but
credible.
But what if it turns out to be true? That's all I'm asking. And that's why I don't want to do this for very long. But I'm like, if there's parents in that school district or any school district, would you take your kid? They're going, it's not credible. But, like, then why are you talking about it at all? If it's not credible, why do we know about it?
It seems like the kids are talking about it. And so it's like the kids are telling
their
parents.
Are there any news stories about it? Can you find anything on the internet about it?
There's a couple of things. One article from 27J says, hold on. I want to make sure this is the right 27J.
I can't imagine.
Because it starts with sd27j.org.
School district.
Oh, I was like San Diego. I want to make sure.
Listen, I don't want to be this guy. And I don't want to drag this out.
We're good.
Yeah. I don't want to drag this out, but like I'm absolutely floored by your behavior. Like
what?
Because you have the ability to keep your son home and safe. And
I wouldn't want my son to be scared of something that it doesn't seem like there's a credible
but
chance.
What if
I
you're
mean,
wrong, dude?
Statistically, I guess yeah. But what if I crash my car on the way to work today? Like things can always go wrong. Statistically. It's not a credible threat, and their school is saying it's not a credible threat. I mean, kids have done that forever, like called in bomb threats and stuff. That's always a thing. And then I think, don't you think the more you react in this way, the more it's going to just become like, oh, we Probably. Can get out of school. Like if all we have to do is just tell our parents there's a credible threat. I mean, I don't want to seem insensitive because I can't imagine going through something
100%.
Like that. 100%. But statistically.
Well, and then she's doing what she should do. She's working me over. You know what I mean? She texts me. She's like, people are leaving. Almost like everybody's leaving. Come pick me up. Like you got it. This was all morning today. It's like, there's no reason for me to be here. I've already taken the only test I have to take today. So I'm just asking, Aaron, would you? I know you don't have kids, but like if it was your nephew, would you?
I don't know. It depends on the age, I guess. Because like now he's 4 and going to preschool. I would.
Not a lot of.
Nothing really. Bad happens there at that age, but I don't know. You never know.
But why do you? If you never know, why do you even need a threat then? Why wouldn't you just keep her home?
Your logic is sound. I'm not saying you're not right. It just when it's your kid at the school, it feels different. Like it's so easy for you to sit here and go, "It's not credible," but it's like, if she's freaked, then I shouldn't take her. Or is she playing up the freaked so I won't take her?
Yeah, she's saying, come get me. So she's trying to bring you to the dangerous area. Like, she's not worried about it. She's, come on.
Okay, I just want a poll of parents, if that's all right.
Sure.
I'm just going to use the power of the radio station. Would you send your kid if there was a quote non-credible threat. I'm admitting that they're saying it's non-credible. But to me, it's like there's a non-credible threat that somebody's going to like.
Yeah, so real quick, the article says our police partners have said that the threats is not credible. There's no evidence that students or staff are in danger.
Then why would.
Because they have to address it because parents are freaking out. I'm sure because the kids are talking about it. And also now, especially even if it was more of a credible threat, now it's been blown up so much that. It's good. There's extra attention on this school at this time.
Am I being a wuss?
Police are already involved. It's like there's
there
probably
were,
no
there
safer
were like
school.
Three cops at the school today, fully Kevlar'd up.
So
and whatever. That's great. But if there's 11 students with guns and three cops, I'm just doing that math. I'm not trying to be like the scare tactic guy. I don't want people to pull their kids out of 27J. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, would this cause you pause or are you like T-Hack? Mm. Like it's non-credible. You can just suspend your disbelief and go ahead and go to school and feel fine. Text in to 51059.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 1059.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.